obviously knew college was going to be completely different, but I didn't think it was going to be that physical. And, you know, with 2 years under my belt, I know what it takes. And, you know, defense is a big thing, especially in this program and his system, you know, because we want to run, but, you know, we also got to stop the other team.
Do you, have you seen you and Jock fighting for a time? Because you're a different player. I mean, you just talked about defense. I'm not sure Josh already played for an extended defensive player. Mm-hmm. But as far as three-point shooting, you guys are probably going to be head-to-head.
Yeah, I don't look at it as competition. I look at it as, you know, he's my teammate. He's a freshman. You know, I was a freshman when Matt Gaines was a senior, and it wasn't competition. You know, he helped me through what it took for me to get through. And, you know, I'm going to try to kind of do the same thing with Peter. You know, he's a great player. He's going to be really special here. He can score and everything. And, you know, it's not really about competition. It's about, you know, doing what it takes for the team to win. And, you know, some nights I'll be on fire, and, you know, some nights he'll be on fire. So some nights, you know, he'll play more and I'll play more.
Was there any time last year when, you know, the ridicule spilled over to you? I mean, missing, Fran always said the make shots in practice thing. Did that ever wash up on your shore, up social media, anything like that, where you hear it and you go kind of chuckle and try to take it as best as you can, I guess?
Yeah, you know, especially like when we walk around for football games, everyone's just like, you know, shoot better than last year. And it's kind of just like, yeah, you know, hopefully, obviously, I don't want to shoot 27% from three again. But I kind of look at it as motivation to be better. You know, last year was obviously not a year to remember for myself. But as a team, you know, the NIT was a great experience. And but, you know, I just look at it as motivation coming into this year and, you know, try to prove people wrong.
Are you at the playing weight? You talked back in the summer about how you wanted to cut down a little. Are you at where you want to be right now?
Yeah, I've lost like 10 pounds in the last month, and I can feel it in conditioning, you know. You know, shooters in this system, you come off screens constantly. And then you got to guard people coming off screens, and then, you know, then coach will call two game, and that's where I just run off screens the whole time. And you know, I feel like I'm in the best condition that I have been here. And, you know, I can really, I think it's affecting my shooting too, because, you know, I'm coming off screens, but I'm not tired. So, you know, last year I was getting heavier. I was up to like 210, and, you know, I'd be dragging, and I wouldn't have the legs to shoot when I was coming off the screens. And, you know, I think it feels good to be in this condition. And, you know, I got to thank my teammates and my coaches for getting me in this condition, you know.
As far as getting into that condition, was it easier just knowing that, okay, you had the Europe trip, so you had a lot of time to be playing basketball then, and then you're starting practices earlier than usual, and you have more of a chance to practice and then also have more recovery time as well?
Yeah, it was, you know, I broke my finger, and I couldn't really work out. They didn't want me shooting or anything, you know, messing it up. So, you know, for like 3 weeks, I wasn't really working out. I was biking, you know, on the bike. But, you know, that's not really running and, you know, working out and playing up and down like we scrimmage. You know, that's not really the condition that you want to be in. But, you know, this is like a year-round sport, obviously. And, you know, the Europe trip, we had practices, and we went to Europe. And then right when we got back, we had like a week off. And then we started conditioning and workouts. And, you know, it's just a carryover. We just keep working out. And I think that's when I got in, you know, the best shape.